Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dub Nation, it's Stephen Curry. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. And you can see us live on YouTube and Twitch right now. Just search 95.7 The Game and make sure to subscribe.
Well, there it is.
Yep.
And I bet you could pronounce that one. Right, Steve? Steph Curry? Can you say Steph Curry?
You know what? Inside the building, it's always Stephen Curry.
Ah.
There it is.
Oh.
Stephen Curry.
I'd like to know more about that. The the dulcet tones you're listening to are that of Steve Scott, who is the public address announcer for the Golden State Warriors and has had a hell of a career across NBA circles and has done it for multiple franchises. And here we are, Willie and Dibby, live at Splash, getting ready for this game tonight. And this voice that we're hearing right now is going to be a big part of it.
A big time part of it. And I enjoyed hearing him. And I've told Steve this, like, my goal always when we do our shift was to make it home before he did the 7 o'clock, because, you know, it takes me about an hour to get home, and he was doing the afternoon news, and at 7 o'clock, we go to I'm Jennifer Kuiper, and we could talk about her a little bit more, maybe off the air, but if I could get home before you did the 7 o'clock, that was my goal, but now you're doing mornings.
Now I'm doing mornings, so the alarm goes off at 2:15 in the morning.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
How's that for you?
You know what? It's okay. I'm actually more of a morning person than I am. Well, don't tell the words, but more of a morning person than an evening person.
I was going to say, how's the fourth quarter feeling to you tonight? How are we doing, Steve?
Oh, good point.
Double overtime, Houston, OKC, sure.
How about double espresso is what you're going to need. River Islands guest line, Steve Scott, is with us. I kind of overheard as we were coming back from the restroom the conversation you were having about some butterflies tonight. How are you feeling?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is the 27th season that I've been an NBA PA announcer, but it's the first time I've ever done it for the Warriors. And I left the Knicks in 2015, so it's been 10 years. Thank goodness for the preseason. It's not just for the players. I learned a lot during the 3 preseason games with the Dubs. And, you know, I think healthy butterflies are good for you, right? I mean, if I walked in, you know, to this beautiful arena, this storied franchise, thinking, oh, man, I got this. Well, I mean, that's the wrong attitude. I know the reference of this team, this building, which, by the way, makes any announcer sound great. You know, thank you to whoever designed it. But, yeah, I mean, a few butterflies. But, you know, once we get into the game, you know, and, you know, the refs start flashing those signals, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, and the signals get flashed, and I'm sure the script and all the moving parts, because, you know, you got Franco Finn who comes out and does his piece, and you've got on-court entertainment, you've got the DJ, and all the rest of it. Is that maybe the toughest part, is navigating the script?
You know what? I have a great show caller who sits right next to me, and her name is Courtney, and she points and I read during the pregame or at halftime or the postgame. Once we get into the flow of the game, I'm also sitting next to a brilliant guy named Kevin who's the official scorer, and he and I work a lot together. He's great about vocalizing, or we're both kind of saying, you know, which number has the ball, 30 for three, you know, just so we know. You know, who's taking the shot and things like that. We both try to spot the refs. Some of the refs are really good. I mean, they're super deliberate when they make their calls. They'll hold the numbers up there. Other guys, it's like they're doing sleight of hand tricks, you know. And so between the two of us, we have to kind of figure out, okay, that was on 30. All right.
Steve, don't be shy. You can rip the refs on this show. We do it all the time.
No, you know what? No, listen, they're...
He's better than that.
I've had great experiences with the refs, and you know, they are. You know what? These are the best of the best, and they're under a microscope. But gosh, I think they do a really good job.
Dibs is loving you more and more by the minute.
I love the refs.
He loves
the refs. It's kind of an ongoing show bit because I do a little youth officiating, and my partner is a known ref hater, so we get into a lot. And I default probably too far in the ref's favor, but you definitely warmed my heart with your ref.
Does he come to your games and heckle you? It's like,
it's funny because
I
refereed his son.
My son is one of the players, and I'm like, that was a foul. Like, come on.
He actually prepped his kid when I showed up. He's like, hey, make sure you like, and his kid gave me a couple of palms up moments. Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
Did you tee him up?
Normally a kid like that would get a lecture, but I shot a look to this guy in the stands, and he's just like doubled over with laughter, and I was like, okay, I've been set up here.
Once you realize he's not one of those dads.
Those dads get quieted very quickly.
By the way, not a ref hater. I'm a regular sports fan. I think regular sports fans, have a harder time with the refs sometimes.
Right.
That's how it works.
Well, I don't want to get too deep down this rabbit hole because we've got a legend here in front of us. But, I'm sure as you get deeper into it, your instincts might be, you know, foul on Draymond Green. I thought that was a bad call. Third personal, fourth team foul.
Steve, have you practiced technical foul on number 23, Draymond Green?
No, he's going to go the whole home season with no tees.
Well, he's already got one.
But he said home season.
Not in the home season.
Maybe that's Draymond's approach this year. He'll get him even from the bench on the road, but not at home. I like it.
Yeah, there's this little side bet who'll shoot the free throws better between Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry, and it's like maybe there'll be another thing. Who gets more tees? Will it be Draymond or, I don't know, rest of the team combined? Yeah. I don't know
like
how
it.
You do it.
I mean, I like it.
Interesting day to propose side bets. But anyway, Steve Scott, PA announcer for
Felony
the Warriors.
Felony conviction by Chauncey Billow.
I want to dig deeper into that whole inside the building, it's only Stephen Curry. What other little quirks might people not know? And what's sort of the background on that one?
You know what? I don't know. I think that's his preference of how he likes it said. And any player, for instance, Jimmy Butler, he is only inside the building through the PA, referred to as Jimmy Butler III.
Oh,
Gary Payton is Gary Payton II. By the way, I'm so old that I announced when his dad.
Yeah,
there you go.
The glove was playing for the Blazers Hall of Famer. But, listen, it's up to the players what they want to be known as. You know, I'm going to call them what they want to be called.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I was just a little surprised, like you were, that there was like inside the building preferences. And it always made me think like a rock star when they show up to a venue. And it's like, I want peanut M&Ms, but no yellow ones. No yellow ones
the
in there
rider.
Now. Yeah. Turkey jerky, lightly salted, Diet Coke, not Diet Pepsi. So I mean, not that these guys are high maintenance, but you want to be called what you want to be called.
Yeah, absolutely. Jimmy Butler is proud of his family line. He is not Jimmy Butler. He's Jimmy Butler III. And, you know, same with Gary Payton. I mean, he's got a Hall of Fame dad. And he's a great player in his own right. He's Gary Payton II. And, you know, so when they go to the free throw line, it's not, you know, for the Warriors, number 10, Jimmy Butler. It's for the Warriors, number 10, Jimmy Butler III, two shots.
Love it. Love it.
And is that your thing? Two shots.
You know what? It depends on kind of the flow of the game. If there's like a crescendo building, you know, or it's really tight, you know, it might be, you know, for the Warriors, Stephen Curry, two shots. And, you know, I can hear the crowd will kind of react rather than, you know, with the visitors, you know, it might be, you know, for the Lakers, LeBron James, two shots. you know, I mean, it's a different.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Two shots, he flopped, they're undeserved.
No.
I'm not trying to plant seeds here, but I mean, just
come on,
in case
man, I gotta
you
deal want, with these guys.
Yeah.
Just in case you want to work editorializing, you know.
No, but you know, it's so you kind of go by the flow of the game. Listen, when I was doing the PA for the Knicks back in the day, I presided over the worst home loss at Madison Square Garden in New York Knicks history. They lost to Dallas by 50 points. So you're in the fourth quarter, you're down by 43. A Knicks player hits a bailout three to cut it to 40. It's not, you're not yelling three. You know, you're not getting real excited.
Allen Houston!
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, you bring it down. But if it's a, you know, an exciting part of the game, I mean, my job as a member of the the game experience team is to keep the fans engaged. And you know, if I can help out a little bit by raising some enthusiasm. You know, if a guy, say a guy subs out and he's been playing great, you know, when the guy checks in, you know, maybe it's, you know, for the Warriors, Buddy Hield returns for Brendan Pajinski, you know, or Jonathan Kuminga, you know, right. Let the crowd, you know, clap him off or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to do my part to keep the enthusiasm up. Listen, you're not going to win them all. And, you know, some games are going to be a little ugly. And our goal, I think, is to give the folks who show up, who are loyal fans, have them have a good time every time. We want them to win every game, but we want them to enjoy the experience.
Please don't ruin our vibe. I actually was planning on winning them all this year.
Yeah, boy.
They're not going to lose them all because they're already 1-0. But you're listening to Steve Scott. He is the PA announcer starting this year for the Warriors. This will both help our listeners get to know you a little bit better, but also I would love to hear a story or two of what it was like to be doing this for Michael Jordan's Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, I started with the Bulls in 89-90. So the first, the last season before they won the championship, I came on as a fill-in announcer. I was fortunate that the guys in front of me, first a brilliant guy named Tommy Edwards and then Ray Clay, who was a legend during the championship era, they took a lot of nights off. Same when I got to the Knicks, Wally, the PA announcer there, took a lot of nights off. So I, as a backup guy, you know, I'd get to do 14, 16 games a year. I mean, with the Knicks, I did some playoff games. You know, the announcer there said, yeah, Saturday, no, man, I want to be with my kids. It's my daughter. It's parents' night at college. So I got to do some, you know, playoff games there. But I was with the Bulls all during the championship era, and it was great. I remember, I think, the first season I was doing the Bulls, and of course Jordan was Jordan. You know, the first time I did a game and he checked out of the game, you know, somebody subbed in for him, you know, it had been a routine game. And I'm like, you know, so-and-so in for Michael Jordan. And the guy with the Bulls next to me kind of gives me the elbow and says, you know, listen, you don't have to do that. You know, when he's checking out of the game.
He's leaving. You know, don't build him up as he's leaving.
But, sir, that's Michael Jordan. You know, so, you know, you learn stuff along the way. But, yeah, I mean, that was a big thrill being part of those teams. I mean, you know, the Dennis Rodman era. I remember one time Rodman was at the scorer's table getting set to check back in, and he was always one for striking up conversations with the scorer's table. I mean, he always wanted to talk. You know, and he called people bro, I think, before bro was bro, you know. And it'd be like, hey, bro, what are you doing? And one night he's getting ready to go in, and all of a sudden, and I don't know where he found this, what he pulled out of his sock, his jock, I don't know where. He hands me a card. He had an after-hours club.
Uh-huh.
A nightclub.
Not surprising.
Okay. Now, first of all, just picture for yourself Dennis Rodman's after-hours club. It wasn't too far from United Center. And he said, hey, bro. And he hands me the card. And he says, just come by after the game. And it probably wasn't my crowd, although I was doing morning radio in Chicago, and I said, oh, man, that's really cool. I don't know if I can make it. I do morning radio, and all of a sudden, honk, and then he goes into the game. But you know, I mean, just a real, you know, a real character. That was a lot of fun. And then, you know, unfortunately, the dynasty ended, and they went from first to worst and kind of started all over again. But those guys played hard, and the fans in Chicago were great. They kept the sellout streak going for quite a while. And then I actually became the full-time Bulls announcer, I don't know, it's right around, I don't know, 2000, 2002, somewhere around there. And I actually announced Michael Jordan's last game in Chicago. He was playing for the Wizards.
Wow.
And he came back and, you know, playing for the Wizards. It was his final season, the last time they were going to be in town. It was going to be the last time he ever played in Chicago. And we, the Bulls, I mean, I do what I'm told, but they decided, you know what, we are going to not announce him like Andit Guard, 6'6 from North Carolina, Michael Jordan. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to bring back the old style. So I go through the starting first four for the Wizards, you know, at center, 00, Brendan Haywood. A 6'5 guard, you know, Jerry Stackhouse. And then, you know, we get to the last one, and instead of just announcing it like a regular visitor, it was from North Carolina, at guard, 6'6, Michael Jordan. And the place just erupted.
Yep.
Standing ovation for like 5 minutes. We finally had to give Mike a microphone to say something, or I swear they'd still be clapping and cheering. He was so loved there. But that was really a great experience. And it's kind of cool. You know, the NBA is back on NBC, and they're running some promos. Jordan's joining their group of analysts. And the audio they have behind a promo for Jordan joining their team is me doing that call.
Wow.
It's got video of Jordan doing some of his, you know, crazy moves and stuff. The one where against the Lakers, he changes hands in midair and lays it in. But you hear, you know, from North Carolina, at guard, 6'6", Michael Jordan. That was actually announcing him as a visiting player.
Wow.
Whoa.
The audio they're using. It sounds like it was, you know, from back in the day.
So cool.
But that's actually, you know, Michael Jordan as a visiting player. Probably the best, you know, announcement or intro we ever gave a visiting player. But that was fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Steve Scott here, Warriors PA announcer on 95.7 The Game. I wonder about your memories of Steve Kerr as a player when he was a Chicago Bulls and you were there. And I don't know if he started a ton, but just, you know, Steve was there and you were there and now you're both here.
Started some, but what a, you know, what a key player in the second half of that championship era. I mean, he had Johnny Paxson first. And, you know, wouldn't you know, Pax goes on to be a front office guy, a great general manager. And then, you know, Steve Kerr, really a lot of the same kind of guy. I mean, they're the same size, same kind of shooting style. And now he becomes a Hall of Fame coach. You know, it says a lot for those guys. I mean, I remember him, you know, he hit a huge shot to help win one of the championships. And, you know, it's really kind of cool to see what he has become with the Warriors. I mean, it's not easy being a coach in the NBA or Major League Baseball, as we may find out, you know, as the next Giants season rolls around, or the NFL or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't easy. You're dealing with guys that are making a lot more money than you, who think they kind of own the place. And Steve Kerr, what a masterful job he has done. He just seems like he's been the perfect fit. But I, you know, I remember him as a player, just a clutch guy, class guy. I mean, I'm sold. I remember when he played at Arizona.
Oh boy,
you know?
Yeah.
And so yeah,
you didn't happen to do Steph Curry's 50-point game at MSG a couple years ago, did you?
No, I don't think I was there.
Okay.
That one. I did do, you know, I told you I did the Knicks' worst loss ever at MSG, that 50-point blowout. I was also doing the PA the night that Carmelo Anthony set the Madison Square Garden record with 62.
Wow.
You know, so I've kind of, you know, what they used to call it, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, you know, kind of reversed there. But, you know, I've been on both ends of the spectrum. No, I didn't see Steph's 50. I know he's had a few of those, but I wasn't there for that game.
And just comparing venues, like, you know, the United Center, which is no longer that in Chicago, Madison Square Garden is considered the Mecca, and now you have this building.
Yeah.
I know arenas are like children. You can't favor one over the other, but I'm going to ask you to favor one over the other.
Well, you know, my first few seasons with the Bulls up through the first championship run, they played at Old Chicago Stadium.
Oh, wow.
And I kid you guys not, we would sit at the scorer's table, and there would be critters running over your feet. As we'd be sitting there at the table, you'd feel something going over your feet. And, you know, some of the people who'd been there for 20 years, oh, that's Melvin. You know, I mean, you know, the rats had names. Then you move to the United Center, which just, you know, it's just a fabulous facility. It's hard to believe. It's, what, over 30 years old now?
Yeah.
Just a great building. And then you go to Madison Square Garden. You're right. They call it the world's most famous arena. Very, very cool to be in that building, knowing the history. But you come here, and this place, state-of-the-art, that scoreboard, I swear, is bigger than Old Chicago Stadium was. And the acoustics and the sound in this building, you know, it makes an announcer sound good. So I love it here. I mean, I can't say I had a favorite. Chicago Stadium, that was the first place I did the NBA. United Center, I mean, that was a great building, spent a lot of time in there. Madison Square Garden's Madison Square Garden. And then, you know, this iconic arena, being able to announce for the team that, as I was a little kid growing up in the Central Valley, being a Warriors fan, you know, I mean, you know, this is kind of a pinch me thing to be back here and to be in this great building.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, welcome. Welcome from
Thank
the whole
you.
Fan
yeah,
base.
Yeah.
And excited to hear you tonight and beyond. Steve Scott, PA announcer for the Warriors.
Thanks so much. And Dibs, I know you'll be up at 5 to hear me when I go on KCBS in the morning.
Always, every morning. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah. We'll especially be listening in the fourth quarter to make sure you're still.
There you go.
Come on, Steve.
Basket by. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm so tired.
Who cares? Somebody scored.
Big deal.
Yeah, it was. What was that? Oh, 30. Yeah, 30.
Yeah, again.
Nah.
All right, Steph.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Steve.
Steve, thank you. Steve Scott joining us here on Willard and Dibs, and not just the PA guy for the Warriors now, but those are some pretty cool stories.
Very good stories. Yeah,
yeah, that's awesome.
And I hadn't realized, like, that was the moment, because we've all heard the call, the Michael Jordan introduction, and I didn't realize that he was a Wizards already at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because nowadays it's like you announce the visitor and it's tribute video, 6 minutes, and then the ovation and all that, but back then, and I mean, not even 30 years ago, like, that's what you did before the tribute video. Like, it was up to the PA announcer to really do the big welcome back moment.
Well, that whole thing was so iconic, too, and I don't think Steve noticed this because his back is turned, but some of the employees here at Splash, when he was recounting that whole thing and doing the Michael Jordan call, some of the staff here at Splash is walking across and like, mimicking those words along with him as he said it. That's how iconic it was, because I think some of these members here at Splash, I can tell by looking at them, they're not old enough to have been alive when
right.
that was happening.
Yeah.
But they still know it.
And he had me actually thinking about, like, iconic intros. Like, for example, you know, at guard, a 6'3 guard from Davidson, like, you know who that is.
Yes.
And a 6'6 guard from North Carolina, you know who that is. And there aren't that many players where you could do, you know, the height, the position, the college, and you could fill in the blank.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. Speaking of iconic players, I think we wanted to chat about this a little bit and throw this out to the audience, because we're here for your calls coming up next. Mark Spears in just over a half hour. 888-957-9570 is the number. We were kind of talking before the show about the idea of, based on game one, what did you see that you at least hope or think could be sustainable. And I thought about that, and, you know, I think there's some simple answers. Hey, great, but Jimmy score a lot of points, or Jonathan, you know, really kind of clicking within the offense. Those are all things you could point to, but I'm thinking about the last 3 years of Warrior basketball, and what I've heard a lot of fans call for or even criticize the Warriors for, not having enough help for Steph Curry. And I really got a vibe from game one that for the first time since Andrew Wiggins balled out in the playoffs 3 seasons ago, I think Steph has the help that he needs. He played a game that was really kind of ho-hum for him. He didn't have to overwork. He didn't have to overscore. And I do think it's different that Jimmy is here to start a season as opposed to last year. And if you have role players who play the way Jonathan did in that game, maybe we finally arrived, I think we have, at Steph has what he needs so that this whole thing is not on his shoulders.
I agree with you. And I was thinking about just like the Giants offense when now you've got Chapman, Endeavors, and Adamas. You don't just have one good hitter. Now you've got a lineup, and more you've got a lineup. And with the Warriors, yeah, Steph, carry us 82 times. Well, that's not sustainable at his age. Jimmy, go ahead and get buckets, get to the foul line. Buddy Hield, you're a threat. Kuminga with the ha-ha and making smart plays. And, you know, Pods didn't even really do that much, quote-unquote, but you've got so many other pieces now and players who can step up and be complimentary like you're talking about. I do think that that part of it is very sustainable.
Yeah, I'm really kind of optimistic about that. And even, I know some people will go back to last year and say, what are you talking about? Steph got hurt and they couldn't win another basketball game. You have Jonathan Kuminga getting thrown into that in the midst of obviously a lot of feelings. B, I will forever believe that we really undersold how injured Jimmy Butler was coming out of that Rockets series and was not able to really be himself. And that's what left the Warriors so vulnerable. I think they have the opportunity to be something different this year. But we definitely, let's get you into that conversation, too. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570. Especially you Warrior fans who have been calling for more help for Steph. Have we arrived at the moment where he's got it? Does Steph have the help he needs? I believe he does. Sounds like you believe he does.
Yep.
888-957-9570. Let's get into that. Mark Spears in a half hour, live at Splash for the home opener. It's Willard and Dibs.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.